Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. I am the creator of the Manformation Personal Development Program for Men. Those are alpha male leadership strategies and alpha male confidence strategies that will transform you into the man you really want to be. Check out the website, manformation.com. That's manformation.com. There are lots of articles that will get you to think about the way you see the world, your perspective, your rules, your beliefs, and get you to think about if those established rules and beliefs, your perspective, the way you see the world, if that's really getting you closer to the quality of life that you really want. So make sure you check that out at manformation.com. Make sure you sign up for the Manformation Club, and that's at manformation.com/club. When you sign up for this special club, you'll have access to content that you won't see on the website. Now, that website is just filled with articles. There's even more content when you sign up for the Manformation Club. Thank you for joining me on this Morning Connection podcast, your daily discipline, your habit, your ritual to get you thinking about what it is you really want in life, and then working backwards to examine your thoughts and your actions to see if they are getting you closer to those goals, those dreams, that vision you have for your life, that during this podcast, I constantly make you think about. You can't go a couple weeks or a couple months and not think about what you want and lose that time where you can be taking advantage of all the time, energy, resources, the people willing to help you to make it happen. You can't forget about it. It's always on your mind. You're always looking for ways to get closer and closer. I always say that life is always teaching us lessons. The only question is, are we paying attention to those lessons? All right? Life is always teaching us lessons. We could be watching a movie. We can be watching another man during an interaction at work or at the gym. We can be watching a television show. We can examine our life, the decisions that we made in the past and how they evolved and what you thought they were at the time and what you think about them now, right? Life is always teaching us lessons. Are you paying attention? One thing that I do with my one-on-one coaching clients, the men who I coach on a weekly basis all over the world. Now, one thing is I do, just like in this Morning Connection podcast, but I talk to them specifically about their situation, is constantly get them to think about what it is they really want. You know, we start off right by getting them clear. Sometimes they're not clear. They're not bold enough. They don't think big enough. And we work through a process to get them to visualize what they really want in life, the goals, the dreams, the feelings, the emotions, right? So that's the first step. And then every single week, I remind them of what they said they wanted for their life. Now, they can make changes there, but keeping them reminded of what it is they really want. And then we have conversations every week. There's assignments. I just push them to do the things they know that they should do to get closer to those goals, to those dreams, to those feelings and emotions they want to experience. And I do a lot of listening, too. I want to make sure that the beliefs that we can't help but communicate to the world, our beliefs about how the world works, how we see it working and not working. And I'll always stop, listen, and if I feel as though they've developed a certain set of beliefs that aren't going to get them closer to the goals, I'll stop them. I'll break their pattern. And I don't tell them how to think. I don't tell them, well, this is the right perspective. But I will call out what they have said to me, what they communicate. Sometimes they're just rolling right past it. It's a belief that they're just taking for granted that that's the way that it is. And I'll stop them. And I'll just, you know, again, I use this analogy. It's like during these coaching sessions, it's their life, what they want, their beliefs about how it works and doesn't work and their ability, potential. And it's their life is on the other side of the room. And then we step out shoulder to shoulder and just examine what's going on, what they want. And we just talk about it, right? And hey, this is what I think. Oh, well, what do you think about this? It's two heads, two different perspectives, just seeing if you're getting closer to making that happen. Even if that's really what you want, maybe sometimes we go for certain things in life and we don't realize it, but that's not what we want. Many times that's the case. What we really want is a different set of emotions and feelings, and we feel as though if we go in that direction, that's going to take us there. And it's a process. One thing that I do at the beginning of every single session is I ask them how their week was. And when I ask this question, I hope they had a great week, they had fun, things went well. I ask the question all in the context of reaching their goals, transforming into the man they really want to be, their man formation. That's my job, is to get them focused on what they want, to get it a clearly defined goal and continually work at it. Be relentless. And so I want to know, what did you do this past week? What did you do well? What didn't you do well? And something in between. All the steps, all the lessons, all the observations this past week, since we talked last, that is getting you closer to those goals and dreams and feelings and experiences that you say that you want. Like I said, life is always teaching us lessons. The only question is, are we paying attention? Now, some of my guys do really well. They can't wait to get on the line to talk to me. And man, they're talking for the first 15 minutes. Now, I observed this, and this is what happened to me. I didn't do this well. I need to step up. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Hey, I had this particular challenge, right? I observed this guy. Hey, I saw this movie. It made me think about this, right? I mean, they're soaking all in, right? And it just starts the conversation in their context. See, that's why personal one-on-one coaching is so effective, more than maybe just listening to these podcasts. I'm sure they're helpful, or reading motivational quotes, or listening to generic motivational tapes or audio where it's not specific to you and your situation. Sometimes it's a challenge to see how that relates to you. When you work with a skilled coach, I mean, everything's all about you in your context, your rules, your beliefs, all examined. And so it's just a great situation when they're really in tune every single week and seeing and observing and learning from all these lessons that life teaches us. Now, there are some guys who are missing a lot of the lessons. You know, and it's interesting, you know, I get them in a groove and in a pattern, because when you catch on to this way of thinking, man, all of a sudden life becomes more of an adventure. You can learn from everything. You're making progress every day. Even if you're not taking action, you're learning through observation. You're learning from every action you take. You're evaluating. It's just this amazing process, right? It's like a game. It's like a challenge. And the greatest thing about it is you benefit by playing the game. You benefit by winning the game. And here's the truth of the matter is, whether you're paying attention or not, it's still going on. It's still going on. Some of my clients aren't quite as attuned to all the lessons going on. And, you know, I kind of coach them through it. You know, it may take weeks sometimes before they really get this perfected, right? And I go, and sometimes, you know, I had a gentleman, he told me, you know, I guess I really don't think about these things. Well, sometimes by not thinking about those things, you go on autopilot and you just do the same things over and over again. You just get in your pattern, something that's comfortable, your way of thinking that's comfortable. And it may not even be getting you close to the quality of life that you want, but you just keep on doing it because you don't think about it, right? And usually when they come to me, and I deal with a lot of men who are successful. They're successful. They just want to be more successful, right? So they know that there's something more out there for them in life. It's just that they're just looking for the strategies, the distinctions, the perspective to get there sooner. All right, so they know that there's something they want to improve upon. So it's paying attention. Like I said, life is always teaching us lessons. The only question is, are we paying attention to those lessons? Are we learning from them? Or do they happen over and over again because we're on autopilot, just staying in our groove, just thinking? Well, I had one of these lessons just the other day. I want to share with you. This is the fascinating thing from life, is when you just go through life, things happen, it turns into a lesson. And so I was at the gym, and I was just about to start my workout. I started out with 20 hard minutes of cardio. And now this is a gym that I've been going to for 12 years. I was one of the original people who signed up, and very friendly place. I think I was working all morning, maybe doing this podcast, doing some work. So maybe I was in there a couple hours past my usual time. These days of me doing so many things, working so hard, my regular time varies, all right? So this was, you know how it works in the gym. Like if you go at the same time, it's usually the same crowd. So this was a different crowd. And so just ready to start my workout. I had my phone, my earphones ready to listen to a podcast. I think I'm always trying to learn, try to be most effective and efficient with my time. So I want to use those 20 minutes stimulating new thoughts. Just like you're listening to this podcast, it's stimulating new thoughts. I do the same thing with a different podcast. So, well, when I sat down, and you know, I live probably less than 5 minutes away from the gym. So I set the alarm on my way out to my home. My wife and two children, babies, are sleeping, set the alarm. And so 5 minutes, drive to the gym, get to the gym, sit on the bike. And when I go to my phone, I get an email from the alarm system, right? That, you know, the alarm has been compromised. Now, that normally doesn't happen, right? And it was also like the front door. You know, sometimes back doors or whatever, you know. So I immediately went into action. You know, my job as the protector, the leader, be concerned about my wife and kids. Boom, I just got on that phone and called my wife very quickly. Hey, is everything right? She, you know, we had a service come in, opening up the front door. She didn't set the alarm. You know, she, new baby, right? You know, just out of pattern a little bit. Probably the service woke her up, right? And so I go, okay, all right, just wanted to check because it was a rare occurrence. Put the phone down, start programming the bike to start my cardio session. And there was a lady next to me, and she said, I just wanted to let you know that there's no cell phones in the gym. And I kind of looked, you know, I'll tell you, people doing that to me, it's a very rare occurrence. So it isn't something that I normally am used to and think about. But I kind of, but when it does happen, I don't immediately get defensive or think the person is just crazy and those type of things. You know, because what I've noticed in those situations, whether they happen to me or I have observed it, it's usually one of two things. Because most people aren't going to say anything, right? Especially if it's a 15-second phone call. And if they're so involved, they're sitting right next to you, maybe they can even hear the conversation and see the context that I'm not just jibber-jabbing about life while I'm riding on a bike, right? And maybe if you're going to enforce the rules onto somebody or give your opinion of the rules, you know, maybe you would listen to the context. Because everything in life is context. It's not just a black or white rules, right? And anyway, so I don't assume that the person's crazy. What I've noticed in life, that the vast majority in the middle aren't going to really say anything. So if a person does something like that, they want to take on, I am the caretaker of the rules, even though I'm just another gym member like you, but I'm going to take it upon me to enforce the rules that it says on this sign. They're either extremely comfortable with themselves and confident, or it's the other extreme. They're crazy. They're nuts. You know, their life sucks, and so they're going to beat up the barista at the Starbucks coffee shop every time. Hey, look at that. They're always looking to find inconsistencies, jump all over. It's usually one extreme or another, right? And I've seen both. And so, you know, evaluating the situation, I kind of go, you know, seemed like a nice lady, a little older, you know, well, you know, kept, classy type lady. So, you know, I immediately, you know, being such a student of human nature and why people do the things they do, you know, I immediately put her into the confident category, classy, you know. So I said to her, I go, yeah, okay, you know, my wife, my alarm went off. I just want to check and see that, you know, my wife and two kids were okay, right? And, you know, I expect the best in a situation. Oh, okay, whatever. First of all, it's like, you know what, lady, You know, there's part of me going, lady, just mind your own business, right? Anyway, but, you know, like I said, told her that to solve the situation. So, you know, I pretty much assumed that it would be it over there. Like I said, told her the situation. It was 15 seconds at most, you know, on the phone, got back to it. She goes, well, you know, those are the rules, you know. And I just said, I go, look, I said, I told you that my alarm went off. I just got alerted. I want to check and see if my wife and baby are okay. And she's kind of giving me this look like, who cares? And I think she even said, well, you can go back in the lobby to do that. And I just told her, I said, you know what? I said, I could have the owner of this club or the manager right in front of me. And I'd still do the same thing to check on my wife and baby. She goes, and then she goes, oh, you know, she's backing off a little. She said, well, I'm glad everything is okay. But she still got to double down and say, it's just for the common courtesy of all the other gym members. And I'm just thinking, wow, that is interesting. You know, it made me think about the rules in life, what the rules are for, and, you know, how people think about rules. And I'm going to tell you a little confession, is that I grew up in a very strict household. I mean, there was four kids, parents both worked. And when I look back, there was a lot of rules because there wasn't necessarily a lot of parental presence. And so the rules were set up as a babysitting tool, right? It was a best defense, it's a good offense type of thing. That's just my belief. Not that the rules were so important, right? But as a kid, you don't understand all that. The other thing is, I went to private Catholic schools, you know, from first grade to high school. And I don't necessarily say that in a negative way. It's just that rules, priests, nuns, and all that type of thing. So rules were pounded to me very early in life. I consider myself a person who took pride in following the rules. You're a good boy to follow the rules, right? Doesn't everybody just follow everything to the rules to the T, right? And that was power, that was safety, that was comfort, that was my distinction, that was an identity that for a long period of time, a lot of my life, I felt as though that was power. Right? Until, and maybe I'm getting you to think, because I know there are guys out there right now who are going, yeah, that's what the rule is for. Those are the rules, man. You don't deviate from the rules. That's what the rules are for. And it's just like no thinking at all. It's just that a rule was set up. It's black or white. There's no gray area. And I know that way of thinking. I see it all the time, like in gym. Mims, oh, no curling or squat rack. The squat rack's only for squatting and all that. And they're just so diehard about it. Well, what if there's nobody in the gym and you wanted to use that? I mean, whether it's for barbell curls or whatever, right? You know, it's like there's no deviating from the rules. And first of all, and I think the second point of what I'm saying is, you know, I don't know what gym. I've been in gyms for 25 years straight. I've never seen in any gym, and, you know, now with the internet, now this becoming such a big deal what I think are people who don't do a lot of thinking is that I've never seen no doing other exercises in the squat rack. I've never seen that in 25 years. I've never even knew that was such a problem until the internet, you know, last few years of social media and memes and everything like that, right? But it's like, well, what if there's nobody there? What, a squatter may come in 5 or 10 minutes and I got to keep it clear for him? Even what if he never comes? Well, that's the rules. It's like they can't break from the black or white rules. And, you know, I don't necessarily know if I have a problem with a person following rules. I mean, look, it makes life orderly, right? Predictable. You don't have all these people doing all this thing. Here's the good thing about life is that most people don't do any thinking, right? So you can set up some rules. You don't have to worry about total anarchy. Most people are just going to blindly follow the rules. My question is how you interpret the rules. We all know it's a rule, okay? We all know it's a rule, right? We don't need to debate that. But do you ever think about why the rules were set up? And are there any exceptions? Do you even think past that, or do you stop at just the rules? And again, what I noticed myself doing, and it took a lot of thought. I had to examine. I had to learn from my life lessons. And what it started was, you know, as much talent, potential, hard work, energy I put into my life, I personally, and maybe you can relate to this, I didn't feel I was getting the payoff that I deserved. And there's a lot of reasons for it that I had to examine. And one was, it's not necessarily about following the rules. What I realized in myself is I would set rules on top of rules on top of rules. Because if you get power from just following the rules, big deal. Where does following the rules get you what you really want in life? That's just order for the masses, right? And I would set rules and assume other rules on top of it, making life even more complicated. All right, so it's not just about following the rules. Is what happens is when you found so much power and strength and identity in that, is that you start, it's, you know, it'd be like, I don't know, going to church on Sunday, right? Okay, you'll be a good religious person if you go to church on Sunday. Well, it would be like, and that's the rule. Okay, fine, right? But what sometimes people who don't think past, you know, I think that you should live a good life, and when you go to church, you should pay attention, and you shouldn't, you should live that lifestyle all 7 days a week, and hell, you can, you know, concentrate, focus, you know, on your dedication to your religion any of the 7 days, but that's just a place for gathering. Okay, fine, go to church every Sunday. What happens is that people don't do any thinking past that. And then on top of that, what they'll do is, well, I'm even holier because I go to church on Wednesday and Thursday too, right? And they miss the big purpose of the rule, and then they start tacking on more and more rules. Things that, where do you come up with that? And is that limiting you? Again, it's like someone, because he read some meme on the internet about no squatting in the squat rack, and you know he wants to use it for whatever exercise, and there's nobody in the gym, and so you know he doesn't use that. It's just a piece of metal and apparatus, you know, because he's worried about some rule that somebody made on top of the rule, and it's on the internet because just a lot of people follow it, right? And so I was just, you know, getting back to the woman, I'm thinking, wow, that takes a lot of balls. You know, she had a lot of balls to go out of her way to say that. But again, what's the context? What's the context? If you're going to take the time to become the rule enforcer of something that isn't even your business, right? I mean, wouldn't you think that you would think of the context? How long was he on the phone? What was the conversation, since I'm so listening to it, right? And then once you hear the situation, right, and assuming that she believed me, I don't know if that, I don't have any reason to think part of her decision was that she didn't believe me, but how flexible are you? Oh, and just end the damn conversation. You want to keep on going, telling me to go outside the lobby and everything like that. What, is that even worth it, right? Or do you just find power? And, well, that's the rules. And I was sitting there thinking about that. Again, life is always teaching us lessons. I was going, you know, it says no cell phones, right? How many people, I kind of looked across the gym and people are, you know, tuning, they're listening to the podcast, they're listening to radio stations. They have their fitness applications on their cell phone. Hey, the rules say no cell phones. It doesn't say, in this particular, I don't know what it's like in your gym, but the sign she pointed to me, it says no cell phones. It doesn't say no talking on your cell phone, right? So anybody with a phone, handling a phone, aren't they breaking the rules literally? Again, think about it. Think about rules, right? The rules are made for the masses, the orderly conduct. You know, the thing is, number one is, are they serving you? Are you making them black and white? Are you getting power in it? And then, most importantly, are you adding rules on top of rules and making your life even more complicated? You're not getting what you want in life. You're not getting your goals. You're not getting those feelings and experiences, but you do say, well, at least I'm following the rules. I know so many people like that. And you know what? There was a bit of me in the past until I had to think about those things. And I'm trying to plant these seeds in your head before you, I don't know, become 40 years old and saying, I'm done with this. You know, I'm not getting the things in life that I want. And then you make your man formation. Then you start thinking about this. Just plant a seed right now. If you're 23, 25, 30, hell, you could be 45 years old or whatever. You know, you need to really think about that. Because again, I mean, hey, it says no cell phones. It doesn't say no talking. I guess any cell phone use, if you wanted to be literal about it, strict about it, right? Other thing, too, is, you know, think about this, and I predict this within a couple years. Cell phones are so common. They're just a part of our lives. They're just computers, their work, connection, texts, talking, whatever. And again, thinking outside the box, and now again, if you're one of those rigid people, hey, you know what? It says the rules say no cell phones, right? Then I guess the discussion is over, right? I guess, how can I say, yep, I guess you're right. Again, think past all that, right? See, personally, I think that's a silly rule to begin with. And think about it, is that you're in a gym full of people. There are people talking to each other all the time, right? Why do I have to talk to a real person who I don't even know, right? When I have this little device and I could be working out and talking to somebody who's important to me in my life or business or whatever's going to take my life to the next level, why am I restricted? Now, if you're a person looking for answers to mismatch what I'm saying, well, people talk so loud on their phones. Do they yell on their phones? Maybe that was true 10 years ago when cell phones were rather new and big. But everybody, they don't yell on their phone. If you're offended by someone talking on their phone right next to you, okay, then you should be offended someone's talking to their friend who's a live person that's right next to you. How is someone talking more offensive when they're on a phone right next to you versus they're talking to another person, right? Again, think. Why is that so different? Now, I know people would say, oh, they're wasting time. They're not using the gym equipment effectively because they're worried about their phone. Well, can you use your phone to switch your channels on your music? Can you use your phone to type in your app? I mean, hell, there's people who don't use the equipment efficiently. They're zoning out. They're daydreaming without the phone. And that's a separate issue. That's a separate issue, too. It's about wasting time, not being considerate about other people. Is that just because you are talking on your phone? Because if talking is distracting you and holding up all the machines, then you shouldn't be able to talk to anybody, right? Well, anyway, just something for you to think about. Seem like thought. You know, I know that this is going to ruffle a lot of feathers. It's going to tax what a lot of people think about rules, and you should follow them, and we would just have complete anarchy, because I know that gray area is so challenging for people to think through. They want it black or white. They want it to be predictable, right? They don't want to think in the middle, and they don't want other people thinking in the middle. They just want safety, predictability, structure, black and white. But think about, is that serving you? Is that serving you? And I know it's going to challenge a lot of thinking. Sometimes in life, when you have something that really challenges your current way of thinking, and you want to fight it instead of just let it pass through, well, that's his opinion. If it creates this visceral reaction, maybe there's a lesson for you to learn. Maybe not. Maybe somebody burned you on the rules. I don't know. But maybe it's something to think about. That's what all this Morning Connection podcast is about, is to get you to think. Think about your thoughts and your actions and if they are leading you to the quality of life that you want. And I hope that you're using this example and extrapolating it and thinking how it can be applied to all areas of your life, not just talking on a cell phone or doing squats in a squat rack. That's simple little things. Again, bigger picture, how does it apply? Let's start that thought process. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Skip LaCour Coaching, exclusive next-level one-on-one life coaching that will give you the sense of control and direction you need to succeed at the highest level. One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all of your hard work, discipline, and abilities to build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@skiplacourcoaching.com.